Welcome to Fourth Stream Radio, where we consider concepts to help on your quest to a satisfied mind. And today, Dave and I are talking about metrics for success in marriage. How can we measure and reflect upon our goals? And you can find more family resources at mystronghome.com.
Well, as a person and a couple looks toward the future, it's profitable to establish short and long-term marital goals, taking into account significant areas of marriage need. And, you know, this is an interesting thing because some people think that talking is way overrated and some people think it's way underrated. So right. I get all that. I understand the male-female part of that. But there has to be communication about our goals. And so we put this checklist together. And we kind of want to talk through it today. You can find it, as Bernadette mentioned, you can find it at mystronghome.com. And it's a sounding board with which to identify pertinent issues and celebrate growth and oneness. And it's not just about evaluating, it's about celebrating. Mm-hmm. When you make progress, you know, you want to recognize that for each other's welfare.
You do. And I think the more you talk about that, it just encourages you to want to do more of it, because it's just so easy to dwell on the things that are hard because they take so much out of you.
Well, there's so much here that we could cover, but what I want to do is just go through this checklist to give you a flavor for it, and then we'll make a few comments on it. But this is one of those deals that it's a worksheet. This is a workshop, and as you look at the worksheet, you know, one side says my choices and the other says my partner's choices, and you might not, you know, make the same priority list.
Honestly, the assumption is that you won't. I mean, that's why we've put together this workshop and this particular worksheet, because as you go through it, you realize that maybe someone is not talking about something that they need to talk about, and they just are now coming to grips with, ooh, this is something, you know, as we talk, I'm realizing I'm a little disturbed about this, or
encouraged.
The other way. Yes, very encouraged.
Well, this exercise is something that can be done periodically throughout the various stages of marriage. You know, it would be nice if this stuff would just flow, but the more intentional we are about the things that are necessary, well, the better we're going to be for it.
And the truth is they just don't flow because life gets in the way. Kids
busy,
and parents
busy.
And sickness. I mean, that's just all a part of what family is.
My first one related to measurable goals, and all of these we've had plenty of conversations about, so we could probably talk ad infinitum about them. But the first one is accomplishments and qualities to be verbalized. And this relates to the qualities that you see in your spouse, as well as the accomplishments that you make together, as well as you see each other individually occurring.
I think sometimes you feel like you have to come up with new qualities to comment on, but really, for you to tell me, like, I saw another example of how you're non-partial or welcoming or whatever, you know, just for you to encourage me by still noticing who I'm trying to become, that's just really good for my heart, and it's really good for my affection toward you.
It just See, makes, guys, this is how
I
it
know,
works.
It's how it works. It's the truth.
It goes around, comes around.
You may also discover in your discussion of this question that your spouse has started doing kind things toward you that you haven't noticed yet. I mean, that has happened to you and me where you've said, have you not noticed that I've stopped doing that or that I've started doing that? And I'm like, oh, now I do.
Well, whenever we see things in each other that, you know, where we're making personal progress in our relationship or individually as a person, when those things get communicated, those qualities and those accomplishments, it is huge as far as recognizing the metric success of moving forward. Because, you know, that's what a successful marriage is all about. You don't just kind of swoop forward. It's kind of
just in your wishes.
Second
in
one,
your dreams.
Second one, cultivating mutual interests and learning one another's interests. Because, you know, they're never going to overlap completely. It's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really, this worksheet, again, is to rate how well you think you're doing toward your spouse and him or her toward you. So the question is in the middle of the page. One column down the side to the left and one column down the side to the right, and you each answer this. And each year that we have gone through this worksheet, our answers have been a little bit different. We may be doing really great one year, but the next year we have found that we're in a chaotic period and we haven't been doing very well on it. So one of the best things is to have a time when you realize you've fallen into leaning towards one another's interest without having to analyze it all the time. That's such a good thing when you realize we've done it this year and didn't really think about it very much.
Yes, and communicate. communicated about it, which I think is huge. This next one I love, friendship building strategies between us. And I, you know, as I think about that, that is not, that's not an easy thing to do, to become deeper friends. It's one thing to, you know, be used to each other and to be companions. But, you know, a deepening friendship is something that, that takes work.
Yeah. As you can see, these, some of these questions are kind of bringing up tender topics, but it gets more comfortable each time you do them if you're kind and appealing as you talk about them. And if you each do some changing, sometimes, and I still do this, I will consider periodically, what do I do for my girlfriends? I set time aside, I chat on the phone, I listen to them about their interests, I encourage them. Basically, I put down whatever I'm doing for a few minutes.
Right.
And it makes me think, what am I doing for you? And that just right there is enough to give me pause and go, am I doing at least as much for Dave as I'm doing for my girlfriends?
Well, you mentioned it earlier, sameness and, you know, busyness. You know, we have a tendency because, you know, we're companions in life. And in some sense, we're very one, even though we're very individual. So we can take each other for granted pretty easily.
Yeah. And I think another thing because that we had to learn, because our schedules were different, they were not the traditional working 8 to 5, we really had to figure out how to come up with times to connect. And so I've often over the years found myself saying to people, pack a lunch and go to where your husband works and sit in the car and, you know, talk for 20 minutes. Yeah, it takes 2 hours out of your day, but you've done something for him. And the other thing is just figure out little ways to connect, even when your family is around. Sometimes they're out playing outside or they're upstairs and they're being quiet. Go in and find your husband or vice versa and spend a few minutes together. Just, you know, escape.
It isn't like you need to go out on a 2-hour date in order to connect.
No.
Absolutely. Well, that brings up the next one, satisfying needs for intimacy.
There we go. Well, I moved right into it.
And that's a conversation that, you know, each of you needs to have because we have different needs for intimacy. So that's part of our love for one another is to articulate those things, even when that can be awkward or difficult. You talk it through and you come up with something that is mutually beneficial to you as a couple.
Yeah, just rating it. How creative have I become? It seems that when we get sort of irritable over not getting the attention we need, or my husband works too much, or maybe you're going through a period where you're at a loss for babysitters in the evenings, just how about just figuring out, you know, creative times and creative ways to say things. Say things in a new way, because we all get tired of hearing the same things.
Honey, you want to watch another one of our shows? We've used that one, by the way. Another area when you talk about measurable goals is approaching no-talk issues. And this can be kind of tricky because they're no-talk issues for a reason. And often they're rooted deeply in who we are, maybe some offenses that we've caused toward the other person, or maybe it's rooted down into just what we experienced when we were growing
up. Or there's a decision to be made and you're just so far apart, you just can't. You just can't talk about it. We did a seminar one time, and I distinctly remember a couple coming back and saying that they had determined that they weren't going to talk about this subject for 6 months. They had so many other things to work on that they agreed to set this aside for 6 months, bring it back up in 6 months, and if they still couldn't talk about it, they were going to get help. And I thought, what a great thing to do, because, you know, that could just sit and pick at you for the next 6 months, and you wouldn't make any strides or advances in any area.
Well, and these next few are just kind of clumped together under this no talk issue, or issues that have volatility to them, I guess. Destructive individual patterns to correct, destructive partner patterns to correct, which is a little trickier, and then constructive patterns to encourage. And wrapping those together, you know, we can make progress and we can be honest and straightforward with each other, but it can't all be about, I need you to change in order to become who I want you to be.
I think one of the biggest things in this part is you can say, okay, we need to watch less TV, or we need to figure out this whole baseball schedule. But sometimes we don't do it because we can't figure out, or we don't take the time to decide what is the next step.
Yes.
And we try to look at a problem in its entirety, how to get from here all the way to the end. And it was just a big thing I learned just, being at work in a book that I read was, what is the next step? Often it's finding the phone number of the call that you have to make. You put off making a call. And it's the same way in dealing with issues that you're trying to deal with in your marriage. What is the next step? Don't look at the end goal. Look at the pieces of the goal.
Yeah, and that can be paralyzing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why to work together incrementally at things that are daunting, you can put them on a list of these are the daunting things over here. So how can we be creative? And that's a good place to pray, too, and ask God to show you how to come up with a strategy.
It's a much more hopeful way.
This kind of leads into the idea of the need for individual counseling in areas when we get stuck or where we are stuck. Sometimes there are just deep things that we can't seem to get past. And if you keep bumping into those and then they develop symptoms in your life, but there's really a root, sometimes it's important to go find somebody to sit down. And it doesn't have to be a professional counselor per se, but somebody who will listen and who has some practical wisdom that will care enough and be skilled enough to help you with where you're stuck as an individual.
Yeah, I think you need to look, because I think we had to do this, was decide, do I want to get 40 years down the road and be like this? So the question is, do I want to be healed? Do I want to be whole? Do I want to have a good marriage? Whatever it is, there's a decision, there's a resolve that you have to come to in order to make something change, because these are just not easy changes, but they're so good in the end. 40 years from now, it feels so good that you went through that icky stuff.
Have you ever had a project where it was a pretty big project and you looked at it and you thought, I want to engage this, I want to get this done because I love the idea of the end result. So you work on it and you work on it and you work on it. You get it finished. You know, I'm thinking things that I've built, you know. And so it's finished, and then it brings a lot of enjoyment when that project is accomplished. And sometimes that can fuel me for years. Well, it's the same way in relationship building things. You know, when you experience that together, and when you build something together and you succeed, well, that becomes, you know, something on your property, your heart property that you can look at and be encouraged by.
And this week, we've talked several times about counselors or getting help. If you don't know where to start on that, and I just said, sometimes it's looking up the email or looking up the phone number. You can email us at 4@fourthstream.com. It's the number 4@fourthstream. And we have some names that we can give you.
Absolutely. Not only just names, people that we trust.
Yeah, trust.
A couple of other issues just want to touch on briefly when it comes to the whole idea of measurable goals. Financial expectations and communicating about them and the patterns related to our finances that impact us. Like, you know, you go to Everyday Cheapskate and you're really careful about how you spend money. My website is Everyday Spendthrift. So between the two of us, we had to find some common ground.
Yeah, and money is a huge issue because often two people are drawn together because they're different. And it just needs a lot of communication and kindness. And basically, it has to grow into trust.
Well, marriage is never static, and issues from within and without cause needs in marital relationship to continually modify and sometimes even change. So we must not lose our composure or be surprised at our difficulties, but press on to maturity in marriage. And looking at the sheet right now, if you had the worksheet in front of you, you go down it, maybe you heard of one or two things today. You just want to go home and talk about, address one thing at a time. You can't change the entire world, but you can change one thing.
Yes, you can change one thing, and you can bring up one thing that you think is going great.
You can find more video and course information at mystronghome.com. Fourthstream.com is a collection of resources to help you and those you know experience the freedom of a kingdom life. If you'd like to listen to today's program in its entirety, go to fourthstream.com and click on the radio button.
Together we are finding hope at fourthstream.com.